irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA, hello whole world. What a show we have today. Wow, we'll be calling to Europe, to Poland, and we'll be talking to wonderful, very talented and gorgeous singer. And I have some personal link with her, and I will tell everything what I want to say to people who are listening to us, but we'll be playing her songs. We'll be talking in English, which is always so cool. The young people in Poland, boy, they speak so many languages, and English is like, whatever, second or first language for them. This is always exciting. But also in the studio, I'm not alone, and I have great gentleman with me. He's a filmmaker, he's an actor, and really hard-looking dude with so many things to tell us, and multicultural gentleman speaking many languages also, and has a big Polish roots. Then what can I say? It's like the best accent on ever. Hello, who are you?
Hi, my name is Adi Spector.
And? Okay, I know that we will be talking to Marta Zalewska in 4 minutes, but you know what? I'm so excited to have you back, because this is not the first time that you are on Accent On. Yes?
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I've been here last year, and so much happened since then.
I know!
So much.
You know what? Talking about successful stories, especially for people who are from Poland, and they are coming here and fighting for their own dreams, is not easy. It's not easy, but you and I are making good waves in this beautiful country. Somebody's calling me, so I wonder who loves me so much. Okay, I need to turn off my cell phone. But fact is that I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm very proud. That's why you are here, because people need to know what's going on in your life, okay?
All right.
So many awards. Maybe I'm jealous? No, I'm not. Okay, love you. But right now, like every good show, we need to have supporters. We support this bank, and bank supports us. The name is Polem. I'm playing commercial for last 5 months, and I'm hoping a lot of people just went to our website, Accent On, or just listened to the commercial, and they just check this bank. It's very unusual. It's got a European roots and flavor, and I think the commercial is something that I am proud of. Okay, let's hear.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region, with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polem is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polem Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Oh, is this nice?
It was
nice commercial. We produced this one. I think it's lovely. And again, thank you, bensound.com, for the beautiful backing track. We love the instrumental. Anyway, okay, are we ready to talk to Poland? 3 a.m. is in my country right now. But the beautiful girl, singer, songwriter, she is up. 3 a.m. Poland, and she will have no problem to talk to us. Okay, I'm calling, and let's listen to this ring. Yay, to continent. Okay, Are we calling? Ringing. Is she picking up? She's picking up. Hello, Marta.
Hello. Hi.
I don't know what to say. Good morning or good day in Los Angeles, in beautiful California. We have amazing weather right now. It's hot and warm and sunny, and you are in Poland. It's 3 in the morning. Hello, Marta Zalewska. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Yes, it's about 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. here. So I cannot say I'm sleepy because I'm very excited to talk to you. But yes, it's the middle of the night here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So I didn't meet you when I was in Poland, but I met your mother. She's my really, really good friend. We both were studying music and singing in a music academy. We did a lot in, I think, on a Polish pop scene. But now, seeing your pictures, listening to your music, and just, you know, when I click on a YouTube, I see Mama Bożena. This is my friend singing, but no. This is her daughter. You look a lot like your mama, and you sound a little bit like her. Did people tell you that?
Yes, all the time. And I see that we're really, really similar. And I think that's nothing strange, actually.
But mostly, yes. You know, mostly what is very unusual in your life, that's not only mother, Bożena, you have also father, who is a musician too, yes?
Yes. I grew up in a family full of music, as I always say. My dad is a bassist, composer and arranger, and as you said, my mom is a singer. So since I remember, my home was full of music, and just from the very beginning, I remember I wanted to, you know, grab any instrument I could as a child and join this fascinating game play that music was to me back then. And actually, it's still fun.
Okay, Marta, but we are talking not one instrument. We are talking violin, bass guitar, double bass, electric guitar, viola, mandolin, piano, and singer, and songwriter, and great daughter. It just, wow, I can say wow.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I cannot focus on one instrument. That's my problem.
No, that's big plus, because not so many people can do that. And I seeing you on a stage with violin and, you know, and making this transition from the instrument into singing. Or then I see some pictures with your mother and father and a smaller group of musicians. Then I see you in big festivals with so many people surrounding you and an orchestra also. You know, you seems like you are singing with a lot of configuration of the bands.
Yes, that's true. I have my own band, which consists of 5 people or more, if we are able to do that, if the stage is big enough, let's say. But I also play in a big orchestra on the violin, and I also sing in that band. So, and also I have an acoustic rock duo with Magda Czwojda, guitarist. So yes, I have many bands I play in and I sing in, and but the most important one is of course this one that I record my album, solo album, with now.
Wow. Okay, time for music, of course, and I'm just pushing the button and I'll see what song we'll be playing, because it's a little magical here, but I hope we will do a great job. Right now, I am playing Marta Zalewska.
I can feel the strength inside, however it's not easy. The wind has blown my house of cards, though, and I still plan to live in. No one ever came my way and never made me give up. What I want is clear for me, and it ain't just spring fever. And even if I lose today, tomorrow I will keep on trying. I go all in, I sure you'll never see.
This was so hot, so good, so high energy, and really, really, really great vocals. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Did you write the song?
Yes, the song, I wrote it, and wrote it also my producer and my boyfriend and my bassist.
That's why it's so hot.
Yeah, Krzysztof Pacan, and that's our composition, yes. Okay. And I wrote the lyrics.
Wonderful. I need to introduce you also to Adi Spector. He's in the studio with us, and he's a filmmaker, just actor, and has so many awards. We'll be talking about his success story in America. But boy, he showed me high fives, and she's great. Okay, yeah, Adi, what do you think?
Well, especially, I mean, the music is amazing, and the words are very inspiring, very, very inspiring.
Thank you very much. I'm
baby,
glad.
I'm so proud of you. And again, Bożenka, my dear friend, I hope I will meet your daughter next time when I will be in Poland, and we'll be celebrating her real, really big talent. But right now, Los Angeles and America and so many countries which are listening to LA Talk Radio, now they also hopefully enjoyed your songs. Okay, girl. Tell me about your education. This is not like you woke up one day after playing 50 different instruments and you said, oh, that's enough for me and I'll be a star. You were studying music. You were studying music for how many years?
Well, I've been playing the violin for like 21 years. Oh, my God.
Okay, you were.
Yes, it's 21 years. Yes, I'm just, I have to say, I'm a classically trained violinist. Maybe that it's not so obvious after hearing that song. But yes, I'm a classical musician.
And you graduated from the Frederic Chopin University of Music in Warsaw.
Yes, that's right.
That's very, very important. You know what? Because, like you said, you were barely walking when probably you got introduced to the violin, or and watching your dad playing and mommy singing. That's all probably what you wanted to do. And many times, children of musicians, they do not like to be on a stage with parents. How does this feel when a whole family is together on a stage?
Well, to me, it's absolutely terrific, and I love it. And every time I get a chance to just stand on stage with my parents, I do it.
We will be talking more a little bit about your concerts and tours and festivals. Right now, I would like to play another song. Is this okay?
Okay.
Okie dokie. We are listening to Marta Zalewska. She is calling in from Warsaw. It's 3 a.m. She sounds like she's next to us, which is lovely. I want to hug you. But boy, please, people, listen. She has amazing voice. What a talent. Hopefully, she will be here one day soon. LA Talk Radio live in one of these big hotels with us. Why not? Okay, but for right now, another song. Okay, why is not playing?
Okay. Our place loves embrace, but it's somehow different. You're so close, but who knows why you seem so distant. I try to ask about the past just to get my grip again. You look away, then you say it's okay, I'm still the same free man. So who is this brand new someone who's sleeping right beside me? I think I recognize his lovely face, but with open eyes he looks like someone else. And I'm drowning fear late in the night. Oh, I'm in with Mr. Hyde, who is a brand new someone who's sleeping right beside me. I think I recognize his lovely face. Deep inside, I know it's someone else. Is this real? I don't feel like I've ever known. My beloved, we've had enough, but I still do want you. I try to ask about the past just to get my grip again. You look away, then you say it's okay, I'm still the same free man. So who is this brand new someone who's sleeping right beside me? I think I recognize. Jekyll, baby, don't you hide. Oh, please come back and kick out Mr. Hyde. So who is this brand new someone who's sleeping right beside me? I think I recognize his lovely face, but with open eyes he looks like someone else. And I'm drowning fear late in the night.
Yes, I'm here.
You know what? Is this a new song from your new album?
This song is actually from the latest EP from my band Sounds Good with Magda Twoi, the acoustic rock duo I've mentioned before.
Sounds really good. And
there is a video clip on YouTube if you are interested. Both versions, English and Polish, if someone's interested.
You know what? Nothing wrong with that. We'll be playing your song in Polish as the last one, song after our interview, and we'll let you go sleep. But Marta, I'm really honest. I really like your voice. I really like your sensibilities. I really think your instrument... people who play instruments with you and way how you play violin on the first one and just drama behind you when it comes to instrumentals all really very well surrounds your voice and way how you sing and what you want to say to the people. The lyrics are great, and we left the last song, the Polish song, as the last one, and Skrzydła. I think you do not have this in a English version.
Yes, not yet.
That's a great, but this is an amazing song. I know did very, very well in Poland, and people know you for this one, especially. I think, is this, you will think, the biggest hit of yours? Again, in English will be called Wings. But is this like the biggest hit you can say that people know you by, this one or another? Songs.
I think this one will be the single from the upcoming solo debut album of mine. So yes, let's call it the hit.
This is a hit. It's a really bigger than live. It's got beautiful lyrics. And I know you are singing the song live. And I post. If people want to know more about you, please go to Facebook Accent On. Then you will see every link to Marta. If you want to connect with Marta, you can write to her. And then after tonight, this interview will have a place on archives on LA Talk Radio and iTunes. Then anybody who wants to hear again your voice, your songs, or just know you more, then please just go there. Links will be posted to like in a few hours. Then, okay. I know that you are working on a new album, and you mentioned that you will be including a lot of different styles in it. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I suppose including many styles in my songs is my mission, actually. I call it this way because, yes, of course, through my music, I would like to share emotions, my thoughts about what I've been through. But most of all, I think that many music styles can join together in one and in one song in this three minutes or more, but it can be an integrated whole still, and there are no limits in music. I feel this way, and I want to share my thoughts about that with people through my music, so yeah, that's my mission.
Okay, now we will love to play when your album will be ready and give the links whenever the links will be available that people can go and purchase. And when do you think your CD will be ready?
Oh, that's a bit difficult question now because we are recording the songs, of course, we are through the process, but I'm still trying to find the right music publishing group to release the album because it's not that easy in Poland.
In America also, you know, then please remember, you are too talented to worry about stuff like that. You just finish your album and nose, like we call this nose up, or bring a little strength to you. You are doing great, great job. Your English is perfect. You sound really worldly and strong. You got things that you want to share then with the world. And I think no question, you just need to go for it, and you know the good things will happen. And you will find the great people who will release the album and things will happen. And 2017, this is the year for every great things that will happen to all of us. Yes? Promise?
Yes.
No doubt.
I hope so. Yes, yes.
Remember, if I could be in America and have my own radio show and my English is maybe even worse than yours, and no, if Adi, when you hear how his life goes in America and what he's doing right now, it's really, really very important to not only not give up, because I don't believe you ever give up, but you know, have this great smiley face when it comes to thinking what a trouble you will go in the future, you know, to get your project finished and this, but enjoy. You really have something to offer, and people will love it. People will love it.
Thank you so much.
And also I was in Warsaw. I had a beautiful TV show, and I was mentioning your mother's name, and also that I was so happy to listen to some of your songs. And they said, oh, we know Marta. Of course we know. Then you know what? Your name is already very popular in Poland. And what can I say? Just go for girl. Go for girl and, you know, win the world.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
I'll remember.
Yeah.
It's also so great that you record both in English and in Polish. It's very important these days. And I remember when I lived there, not many artists would do such a thing.
Yeah. You sound really, really good. I'm telling you, people, I'm sure, enjoy so, so much. Very fresh, very cool sound. You're dynamic.
Thanks.
And you got this strength. I know it's too many compliments at 3 in the morning, but you take it, girl. You take them.
I'm not used to get so much good from
And honestly, I don't know you, but I know your music, and I will know you very soon when I be in Poland. But I am really, really, really proud. I listen to your music. That's why I decided that I want to have you on my show. Then again, I love you so much, and thank you so much for sharing your music with us. Again, we are still talking to Marta Zalewska. She is in Warsaw. She's supposed to sleep right now, but you know what? World is ready for her music whenever we are listening. Thank you, sweetie. One more time, say hi to Mama and Daddy.
Of course,
hug Bożenka. And when CD will be ready, or you have any single, anything that you would like to talk about or play, I will make this plays on Accent On for you always.
I just wanted
Thank
to say
I'm
gonna
much.
I'm gonna look up for more songs of yours on YouTube and everywhere else.
Oh, please do.
We'll do some matchmaking, maybe for some film production or some. You never know. You never know who is listening.
Never know.
Anyway, I love you. You can say bye bye to me, but right now I will be playing our last song. We had some problems loading some of MP3s, but boo, I'm so happy we are playing now. Song is in Polish. It's a gorgeous song. She sings amazingly. She's amazing on the stage. Her live performance is so perfect. Please go to Accent on Facebook and pick, one of the links that I posted. You will hear her live. She's amazing. Marta Zalewska, good night and good morning.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wings.
Spadam w dół, oddycham wreszcie.
Wow. What a talented girl. And song is great. And her violin solo is just amazing. She plays live. She's so talented. People get noticed. You know, doesn't matter where the talent is. Need to be heard. She's really, really good. Hi, Adi. Now we are both talking about so much success that you have from the last year. I think I saw you last year. The awards are coming your way.
Yes. Not just the awards. It's been a very good year for me. As an actor, I was in Scandal. I was in Rizzoli and Niles. The commercial I shot in October for Slim Jim still is running all the channels, so it's...
You look so important there, you know.
Yeah.
I love it, and I'm just joking, but it's a lot of red color. You look really great in red color,
thank you,
too.
In the space, right?
in the space, you know. So.
As an astronaut.
Okay, we need to focus. I think last time when I saw you, it was before December, you were going for vacation, yes, on a New Year. You were just... flying somewhere outside of America.
Yes, I think I was going to London for...
No, I went to Australia.
I went to Australia, actually.
Oh, yeah, gosh. I went to Australia. For fun, you know. There was your vacation, which you earned.
Yes, definitely.
And then things were happening, one after another. I know you also came back from Poland. You were there for the big reason, you know.
Yes, my...
2 weeks only, yes? Was crazy?
2 weeks only was crazy. I had no time to even visit my parents. That's how crazy it was.
Bad boy.
I know.
Okay. Just talk to us. Talk to us what's happened. I don't want to say January, February, March, April, until now, but...
If you remember, the first movie that I directed, How to Rob a House, is still doing very well on the festival. Since then, it's been all over the world. It was in Pakistan. Actually, in Pakistan, it was shown the news as well, the biggest Pakistani news. It was in Macedonia, in Brazil, in Spain, all over the place. We got second place on the iPhone Film Festival in Beverly Hills.
And we need to stop on that because, you know, everybody said, oh, okay, I have iPhone, now I can make a movie and I will win awards. I don't think so. It's so easy. Well, don't tell us that, oh, I had an iPhone, I won. You know, this is crazy. We are talking production, lights, action, actors, everything needs to be done. It's not like phone and...
Yes.
Talk to us. Where was the idea? Where this idea came from? When you decided, okay, I will do that.
Well, the idea came, actually, I was lucky enough to be on the jury of iPhone Film Festival when it started. I think it was 2011, and I got very inspired by the quality of the films that were there. So... One of the directors that actually won that film festival contacted me and wanted me to be in his film. And in the meantime, we lost the producer, so I took it over. And this was my first production on iPhone film. I didn't direct that one, but I did do everything else from hiring people, casting. Obviously, I played the lead role over there, getting locations and so on and so on. It was 10 days of really, really gruesome work, but it was worth it.
How long is the movie?
The movie is 22 minutes. It's on YouTube right now. Everybody can watch it. But we had everything. We had lights, location, everything.
That was a real movie happened. It was recorded on iPhones, but lighting and lights and everything. Well, it's just not easy.
It's not easy, especially when you don't have anybody to learn from. So we learned as it went. So we had problems with the sound. So the whole sound, we had to ADR afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
Unexpected, of course, but...
But we needed to finish the movie. You know?
Wow. Could you tell us a little bit of story behind the movie? Will you sell a little bit idea? What was...
This was not my film. So this one was too long to actually get to many festivals. My film, the one I... Basically, I got inspired from this film to start to do my own films. And write and direct my own things, my ideas. So I wanted to do something different, something with a vampire. But I wanted to do a comedy. So I think I succeeded. So it's not really scary, but based on the awards and on the response of the audience, yes, it seems like I succeeded. Last award, actually, we got very recently, the last award we got was Silver Stake Award in Vampire Film and Art Festival in Transylvania.
Oh my gosh, I was waiting for this Transylvania. This is amazing. That's the right place for this type of movie. And you won?
No, I won second place in the whole world. Yes, I did. Gosh. Which is amazing, amazing. I'm very, very happy. I did not know that. You know, it was so unexpected, basically.
Wow. When you sleep, vampires are coming and say hi to you and say congratulations or something.
What do you mean?
Oh, like in a dream, because they must be like, oh my gosh.
Well, you know, I mean, I was very lucky that I had very good actors that could pull off everything. My makeup artist, yes.
You don't look like you. I posted a picture.
Oh, you did? Yes. It's so amazing.
Gosh, scary. Very scary.
Scary, funny. Suprenant. It's French. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Suprenant. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And also, there was another person that worked on it. I remember that.
Makeup's in it.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it took hours. Ah!
4 hours only.
Okay.
Of two people.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anyway, I have all links that you gave it to me for people to just see whatever they will go and click on everything. We have your website, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have IMD, and we have, of course, YouTube links too. But I escaped from talking about your Polish trip. This movie was shown in Poland, yes?
This Poland was not shown in Poland in the festival. This movie was shown as a in the background when I had an interview on the TV. That's the only, yes, okay. But that's the only. And the other makeup artist, Adam Sidney Combi.
Good memory. That's very, very good. But also, I know that in October we have our Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles, and your movie, Shorts.
Yes, this actually, we're talking now about my second film. This is the one that it's called A Miracle of Hanukkah, and it's basically a short story of two men celebrating first night of Hanukkah with a supernatural twist. And this film premiered in Warsaw, and it was screened in 5 different cities. So I was so happy. I didn't even know that that's what's going to happen, but we got lots of exposure. Then it was it premiered here in the U.S. in Mobile San Diego Film Festival, and also got accepted to iPhone Film Festival, which is actually. Why I'm saying it, because this is like the biggest mobile film festival in the world.
Wow.
You know, one of the first ones. And also, whoever lives in LA will be able to see it on the big screen sometime in October, because we got accepted to Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles, which is also, I think, the biggest Polish film festival in the U.S.
U.S., yes. You know, I think you're living your dream right now. The 2016 is a very exciting 2017, of course, it will be too, because you are starting to, you have screenplay already for your full movie full.
I'm writing it as we speak, basically.
Wow.
Yes.
That's petrifying, because that's a process that probably will take you a few years. You are independent film producer and actor.
Yes, but it's not going to take me a few years. I do it quickly.
Because, that's amazing, because many times I have wonderful people here, very creative and into movie making business too, and just takes them sometimes 7 years to accomplish what they want. And I don't know if they are slow or they are much, it's very hard for sure for independent artists to do all. And it seems like you will be doing all again, yes?
Well, yes, but you see, I already learned how to do that. So I know how to produce, I know how to direct, I write myself, I know how to get locations, you know, how to cast, so I can do all those things. So
okay.
I think we should shoot, hopefully sometime next year, we should shoot and finish the whole film next year.
Any topic?
It's going to be a horror. I'm not...
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Scare me. I'm just afraid of the scary things.
Well, it's actually, you know, it's going to be my first. I hope it's going to be scary because so far I just wrote comedies.
And that's when I'm... Oh, there will be no laughing anymore. There will be like real stuff. Oh,
well,
okay.
You know...
I know people love it. This is one of the hottest genres when it comes to film. People,
well, I hope it's
going to
be... You know those movies, they're scary, but they have the moments, you know, the relationships and little laughs. And I hope, you know... It's going to be a mixture of everything.
I'm sure. Okay. But I was mentioning that you went to Poland for 2 weeks. Obviously, you had your business going on when it comes to filmmaking. But you had some cool moments, you know, surrounded by great-looking girls.
Yes. Yes. I was lucky enough to be chosen to the jury of choosing Miss Warsaw, which was really nice. I was just sitting there watching beautiful girls, asking them questions and rating them.
Look at your life is pretty cool on both continents anyway, but here is much harder because you are very serious of what you'll be doing right now and you cannot miss this moment, you know, things are happening right now very, very much so. Okay, we'll get one moment a break and we'll maybe play some music and Ilona Europa, new song, Dance and Pray. Thank you, Dan Solowitz, for producing this track. Okay, Dance and Pray.
Leave me.
so proud of this song, and not only because it's the newest song that they recorded, but good things cannot happen if you don't have great friends. Then you hear on the song Guitars by Jeff Floro. And he is one of my bestest friends. And also he hosts his own show on LA Talk Radio. It's called All About Guitars. And what can I say? He's the nicest human being, and what a talented guitarist. Obviously, he knows everything about guitars outside of that. And then Michelle Waits, who is my friend, and she is the voice for Belladonna, and she sounds like Stevie Nicks, and that's tribute band that she has, and thousands of people come for her show, enjoy her sound. Then, and like I mentioned, Dan Solowitz, who just produced the song. Thank you so, so, so much. It's so much fun to listen to finished project. But right now, coming back to my beautiful, wonderful, and very talented friend, Adi Spector. He's in the studio with us, and I was just talking to you like people know who you are, and I feel like they hopefully remember our conversation from a few months ago. But yes, tell us, L.A., you were born in Poland, now you're in L.A. Wasn't easy. How did you get here?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. Actually, I was born in Poland, and when I was 20, I went to a trip to Israel and never came back.
Okay.
Yeah. So
bye, daddy, mommy.
Right. Escaped the communism, the system, and stayed there for 11 years. Graduated university over there in economy and management, and then I decided to move to America, and I came to L.A., Once I got here, I got enrolled into Strasbourg Film Institute, where I started to study acting. And since then, I've been doing it all the time.
Wow. You know, like we said, it's 17, 18 years right now. Yes, from this is your journey right now.
Yes, it's a 17 years. Yeah.
Then again, you know,
a long time.
When you came to Israel and then you moved to Los Angeles, this was only a journey. You had a hope for something. And 17, 18 right. years or 16 years later, you are doing really, really well.
Well, and thank you. Thank you.
And we are all waiting for the big, big break, because thank we you. Always think that something is there much bigger for us. And we are working hard to achieve this goal. Right. But for right now, working in this business, being recognized, achieving a lot of awards and having respect in community of filmmaker makers, this is something very special in Los Angeles. You know, this is so talented town.
It is special. It is very special, you know, to be recognized and to connect with people. Because as an artist, you know, you want to connect with another person, and the more people you connect with, the better, basically. So, yeah, it's very good feeling. And it's been a long way, you know, since
that's
I
what
started.
I'm saying. 17, 18 years takes time, people.
It's not just that. You know, I came here with $1,000 in my pocket. That's it. You know, not knowing anybody and not knowing where to go, how to start, and so on. But if you persevere, you can achieve whatever you want, you know? Especially today, I just want to inspire the people, you know, to make films. Everybody has a cell phone, you know? Just pull it out of your pocket, start filming stuff. Probably
creativity.
It's not going to be... Yeah, it probably is not going to be the best at the first time, but you learn.
This don't you run learn. After Pokemon. Create your own creativity, creation on a
iPhone. I don't even have that app.
Oh, God, thank you. You know, my daughter had for a few days, then God, thank you, she stopped doing that. But still, people like zombie. Nice horror movie, watching people looking to find something
so
that doesn't
I heard,
exist.
So I heard.
But again, it's magic. Whatever we say is a magic, is a creativity. Then for people, anybody who listened to our interview, let's remind them the titles of the movies, of the shorts that they can see on YouTube.
Yeah, first one is How to Rob a House, which is the vampire one. And the second one, you cannot watch it on the YouTube, but you can see it in Polish Film Festival in October. It's A Miracle of Hanukkah.
And I'm hoping we'll be having Władek Juszkiewicz soon in September. On Accent On, he will be probably mentioning your name once again, and we'll be celebrating this beautiful festival. This is, I think, 17 years?
I think so.
Oh,
I
my
think
God.
So. Amazing food, amazing people.
Beautiful, beautiful, elegant event that is 17 years
great
in
films.
Los Angeles. And again, Vlada Juškevic. What a man. He's keeping all together, and that's his baby, and boy grew up to be perfect.
Yes, talking right. about one man band, right?
We Again. Can do it. We all can do it. Yeah. Just dream and take your journey and just enjoy. Ari Spector, what a name you have. I love it. Very easy to remember. We are keeping fingers crossed for 2017 for your any dream that you have right now, and you will be back. That's obvious. Maybe even with Vlada Juškevic in September or beginning of October, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. We love you. We love everybody who listened. Thank you again, Marta Zalewska. Hopefully you sleep right now in Poland. We love your music. And what can I say? Till next Monday. Next Monday will be very interesting. We'll be having a lot of young talents from Texas and from Los Angeles. What can I say? For sure, Accent On will be very interesting. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.